Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
You're on the Sound Museum tonight with myself, Leo, and Jono. Now, don't we love to support local music?
Especially when they pop into the studio to pay us a visit on a Wednesday night,
and
like that.
Especially all the way from Perth. So she's a singer-songwriter. Welcome, Shameen.
Thank you for having me. Hello.
Now, welcome to Melbourne Festival. You've been here before?
Yeah, we've been here when we came a couple of years ago on our last tour, but it's been a few years, so it's good to be back.
Let's get to know you a bit better, because you grew up in Perth. Mm-hmm. Your father is Chinese-Malaysian, and your mother is Iranian.
Yeah.
What was your household like as a kid, music-wise?
It was full of 70s music.
Great. Disco. And Donna Summer and
and rock and roll and a lot of like Earth, Wind and Fire and that kind of thing. Yeah, a lot of Bee Gees, disco.
When did you decide you sort of wanted to make a sort of career out of music? I mean, did it start as a hobby and then you thought, actually, I want to do this as a career, or were you sort of under some sort of pressure to go and get a law degree or be a doctor or something, you know, like parents
totally
want their kids to do, and you said, Mum and Dad, I want to be a musician?
Yeah, totally. Yeah, I think I remember that when I was 12 years old, because I was in year 7, and we had to say what we wanted to be when we grew up for our graduation. And I remember saying back then, I want to be a pop star. And so I think I knew back then that's what I wanted to do. But yeah, at the time I thought, you know, my family was saying, oh, you know, you should do something sensible. So I thought I'll be a psychologist. But then I thought, when I was in the middle of high school, I had this amazing singing teacher. And I thought to myself, well, if she could make a career out of music, then so can I.
And where did it all start from you? I mean, did you start busking? Did you go down to the local pub and start playing there? Like, where was the sort of first time, like, presenting music to an audience?
Well, I always did in school because I sang and I played instruments, so I'd always be up at school assemblies.
And
or school
kids
concerts.
Can be a harsh critic.
Yeah, they can. Yeah,
the hardest.
Was,
yeah,
the hardest. When I was 6 years old, I was singled out from my class by the music teacher, and all the kids called me a show off. But I had nothing to do with it. I had been singled out by the teacher.
Yeah, yeah.
So so it was tough. But like you said, I did. You know, when I was in high school, I taught myself the guitar and I went out busking in the streets of Fremantle, and when I finished school, I began studying music at university and playing gigs.
So when did you first realise, I guess, that you could write songs? Because not all singers can write as well, but you write your own songs. What was your first song that you ever wrote? Do you remember?
I think I wrote a song about, like, a family friend who's an Aboriginal lady who died when I was like 8 or something. But you know, it was a terrible song because I was 8. So I remember I used to write songs all the way back then, but I became serious about it when I was in high school. So when I was like 13, I remember starting to actually write songs, and I put together a lyric book where I'd keep all my lyrics. And yeah,
it's a bit like a personal diary. Do you sort of write about life experiences, or do you write about things that you see in other people, or what sort of happens?
Yeah, so there's a lot of life experiences that inspire my songs, especially when I first began. And then over the years, I still kept doing that, but I also was thinking, how can I spread positive ideas and messages through my music? And, you know, how can I also use my personal stories to do that as well? And so now it's a sort of mixture of personal experiences and inspirational ideas or messages.
And how would you describe your sound? Like, I mean, because, you know, there's pop, there's rock, there's classical, there's R&B.
Yeah,
what's your sound?
It's neo-soul, so that's kind of R&B soul with a few other influences. Yeah.
Because artist-wise, your influences are Alicia Keys, Sade, that type of vibe. Now, we've met Alicia Keys.
No
I knew
way.
You were going to throw that in.
On the red carpet.
I knew you'd throw that in.
At the ARIA Awards.
You can't get away with your voice.
And
dude.
She is absolutely lovely. She's gorgeous. She does charity work. She's an amazing woman.
Yeah.
And what a great role model for a young woman as well.
Yeah, I always thought that she was like just really unique and carving out her own path and being really true to her own sound. And that's, I think that's something I loved about
her. Speaking of divas, you supported Anthony Kalia in Perth on Sunday, didn't you?
I did.
How was that?
And it was so funny hearing his little radio tag just then. Mm. That was really cool. Yeah, I mean, I was just there. Normally I perform with my whole band, but it was just me and my guitarist Dom, who's in the studio right now, doing a little duo thing. And
Did you go and steal his rider? I really want to know what was on his rider for his backstage request.
Gluten-free sandwiches.
Oh, did you meet Anthony?
And bourbon and coke.
I didn't get to meet him,
Lovely. He's lovely.
Because you know why? I really wanted to meet him and get a photo with him and everything, but then we were flying out the next morning to come on tour, like we're here now. Mm. And so I was sort of, it was getting towards the end of his set and I was like, I really have to pack because otherwise I'm going to be up all night. So I had to go home.
Hey, look, we're going to come back and talk to you in just a minute, carry on this conversation.
Cool.
But we're going to go to a song right now.
Now, this woman is also amazing, Annie Lennox. Have you heard of Annie Lennox?
I love Annie Lennox.
Now, have you seen 50 Shades of Grey, the movie?
No, I haven't.
Have you read the book?
No.
Oh.
I know.
You have to
see the soundtrack's, the soundtrack's number one at the moment, so we're going to play a track off that.
This is called I Put a Spell on You.
And it opens the movie. Mm. Bit of Annie Lennox on Joy 94.9. Back in a moment. You're on Joy 94.9 inside the Sound Museum with Jono and Leo and our special guest, Shamim, who is joining us tonight all the way from Perth. Well, you're from Perth, but you're here in Melbourne tonight.
You've never been to Perth before. Is it nice?
It's nice. It's very different to here.
It's a long way from anywhere, isn't it? It's like way out there.
It is. It's the most isolated capital city in the world.
How does that work when you're like a musician and you're trying to make a go of it with record companies and everything? You've got to travel a long way because a lot of it happens on this side of the country, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's hard. So there's a lot of emailing and a lot of sending people stuff. And yeah, Perth's got its own little sort of music scene, which is really kicking and awesome. But yeah, it's a lot of people feel the pressure to move somewhere else when they want to push the envelope a bit.
Have you started Googling places in Sydney to move to or anything like that yet?
No. You know what? A lot of people actually tell me, stay in Perth, build your fan base in Perth, tour.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
It's harder, but we can still do it.
Perth's speaking of nice which, place. Because obviously there's all these reality TV shows at The Voice, Next Factor.
Mm.
Have you thought of doing that as opposed to the independent? Because it's a hard slog as an independent artist, right?
It really is. And I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it before, because I definitely have. And I guess the thing that's always stopped me is two things. One is that you can end up with a really terrible recording contract where you're a slave to them afterwards.
Yep.
And two, because a lot of the artists who go on there, not all of them, but most of them don't write their own music. And so that sense of creative direction isn't as important to them.
Mm.
Yeah, where it is really important.
And some of their careers just dive straight after. Who was that? Anya Nelson, anyone?
Your new album's coming out called The Second City.
Yes.
On the album, you've found the new single is called Under One Sun.
Yeah.
Which was produced by a Grammy Award winner who's written for the likes of Olly Murs and James Morrison.
Yeah.
How did you get a hold of him to record your stuff? That's incredible.
Yeah, well, he actually got a hold of me, and it was so funny because I thought that MySpace was dead, and but I went on one day out of the blue just to update a few things in case anyone sees it, and I saw a message from this guy, and he's like, yeah, I'm James Bryan. I've done blah, blah, blah. I really like your tracks. Do you write your own music? And I was like, whoa, and I messaged him back, and he said, would you like to come to the UK and write some songs with me? I was like, well, I'm glad I checked my old MySpace.
Yeah. So when was the message that you got? Was it a long time ago or was it recent?
It had been like when I got it, it had been like a month or two.
Oh, wow.
And
she snubbed me.
I know, totally. And I was so glad that I checked it.
And also, you've also supported some really big names. Anthony Clear is one.
Yeah.
Vernon Keating and Belinda Carlisle.
Yes.
He's a massive Belinda Carlisle fan.
You are?
Did you meet Belinda when she was over?
No, because she's a little bit elusive. I think.
I bet she is.
Yeah. She like sort of arrived 5 minutes before the gig, did the gig, and then straight into the taxi.
Yeah.
But, you know, it must be hard touring. Like.
And Ronan? You've met Ronan before?
I met Ronan like briefly. I got a photo with Ronan and he was really nice. Yeah. And also supporting him also was Sharon Corr from The Corrs. Do you remember The Corrs?
We played a track earlier on the show. She's in a song with Damien Leaf.
Yeah.
And we played the track about half an hour ago.
There you go. So I saw her as well because she was actually travelling with Ronan as his travelling support.
Hey, it's time to hear your song, the new single Under One Sun, and you're going to do it live, an acoustic. You've brought along your friend with a guitar, which we like.
Well, this is Shamim, live in the Joy Studios, Under One Sun.
on one ancestor, just one forefather and one earth mother and one son. We are but one, we are but one. Don't you know that everyone's dreaming under one sun? We are all living in an old cold world where we have forgotten where we come from. We're fighting each other like two school kids would. Ain't it time that we learn what we really should? Oh, look what a mess we've made. Is it too late for us to change? It takes just one moment, just one dream, 'cause you know, oh, we all need to be loved. We come from one ancestor, just one forefather and one earth mother and one son. We are but one, we are but one. Don't you know that everyone's dreaming under one sun? Everyone's dreaming under one. Isn't it funny how we seem to believe only certain of people deserve our love? Oh, wake up, it's so obvious, it's the same love we're all made of. Oh, we're still so far away, it's not too late for us to change. It takes just one moment, just one dream, 'cause you know, oh, we all need to be loved. We come from one ancestor, just one forefather and one earth mother and one son. We are but one, we are but one. Don't you know that everyone's dreaming under one sun? Everyone's dreaming under one sun. One sun. It takes just one moment, just one dream, 'cause you know, oh, we all need to be loved. We come from one ancestor, just one forefather and one earth mother and one son. We are but one, we are but one. Don't you know that everyone's dreaming under one sun? We are but one, we are but one. Don't you know that everyone's dreaming under one sun? Everyone's dreaming under one.
Look, we've even got the applause happening.
Fantastic. Shamim, live in Joy Studios, Under One Sun, from the new album, The Second City, which is online right now.
It is.
From your website, which is
shamimmusic.com.
That is spelled S-H-A-M-E-E-M.
Yes, and all of those are M for music.
Go on.
And a few messages as well. Dylan's message in saying, dope performance, love the representation for Perth. And Tristan's just said, I love the song you had your guest just sing.
Oh,
there you go.
Oh, you guys.
Now, you are performing in this fine city of ours.
Tomorrow night.
Give us the details.
At the House Club.
Yeah, the Paris Cat Jazz Club. Yeah, we'll be, doors open from 8 and we'll be on at 9. We're doing 2 sets. My whole band is going to be performing, so it's going to be a bit bigger and beefier than what you just heard. And yeah, we're really excited.
Look, when you're huge and famous and winning Grammys, just remember us and come back and visit.
I remember Leo.
Thank you so much for popping into the Sound Museum tonight. Always pleased to support local music, and all the very, very best for the career. I hope you're huge.
Thank you so much. Thanks
for coming
in,
Dom.
You're on Joy 94.9.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with Joy.